CliffCentral.com.
Let's get personal, personal. I wanna get personal. Keeping up with the Calvaries. Yeah, keeping up with the Calvaries.
Hello.
You've got to listen to Keeping Up with the Calvaries on CliffCentral.com.
Okay. Everything working correctly? Bernice, you got your black file out with all your notes.
My thing is so loud, yeah, my earphones, I nearly had a heart attack.
You must make it softer.
I have.
It's always good to cover all the technical aspects.
Whoever was sitting here before was bloody dead.
No, it was Helen Keller. She's one of our new presenters.
Do you know her?
No, who's Helen Keller?
Helen Keller, maybe Michael Flax knows her.
No.
She's actually really hot. She might be his type.
She's a ramp model.
Yeah. And you know what? Like every good woman, she doesn't speak much. And, you know, I think your hearing's not so good.
No, you could sit, Damon. I'm fine. I'm sorting myself. I'm getting it together. I'm here sorted. I've been doing it for a couple of months now. I should be all right. He's trying to sort my mic out, and
that's
I'm trying
good.
To get
that's
it.
That's good. He's paying you attention.
Yeah. Bless. Morning, guys.
Morning, darling.
Okay, so it's the usual. We've settled down on this. These presenters, Lorraine Maisel and Bernice Calvari, and myself, Damon. I think we've settled down nicely. It's almost nine months.
I've been giving birth.
We've been doing this for 8.5 months.
Is that really the case?
I think they decided that we got potential.
Really?
Yeah.
The management, those people up in that little ship up there.
We've signed for a second season.
Have we?
Of Keeping Up with the Calvaries.
Wow.
And that's quite exciting.
Yes.
I'm very excited. I didn't get my contract though, my paying contract.
No. You don't get contracts. You don't get contracts in this business.
Oh, don't
you must just be grateful that you come in here, you get the odd bottle of water. And Bernice,
there used to be a benefit of Super M's, but that's been removed. There was Super M Gate. It was a big problem. I got into a lot of trouble.
But that's what you're about.
She literally wheeled the Super M fridge out of the building and put it in the back of my Toyota.
I had issues that day.
Yeah, no, that was
not
bad.
Brilliant.
But you know what
do
I did?
I
have to tell you something.
I brought all of them back because it was wrong.
Did you?
I brought all the Super
How
M's back.
How many did you take,
She Boone? Took a lot. We consumed about four of them. Alexa, our daughter, she really likes them.
She liked the pink ones.
You do know that you can come and get like one or two every week. You don't have to take like, you know, my father used to be like that. My father used to have a cupboard.
He used to have
that major old cupboard.
Yes.
This freestanding cupboard. And the top of the cupboard was filled with toilet paper.
Oh, management said you can have a Super M.
Oh, that's nice.
Michael
Thank
Flex.
You. Wow, oh, that's
look,
nice.
It's a chocolate.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Michael's just brought us a Super M.
Thank you, Rena.
Oh, that's nice.
You see,
It's a reconciliation Super M.
No, you see, Bernice.
This is a love. This is
you,
giving
Bernice,
us all love.
You are so lucky,
here.
Bernice. You're really so lucky that the management job will put up with eccentric, strange behavior.
No, but I mean, they have to.
No, well, they don't have to, but they do.
They don't have to.
This is radio. Everyone's eccentric and strange on radio.
Well, not everybody. I'm very normal, so.
No, you are really not.
No, I'm very normal.
You are not normal.
I'm actually going to have to say that I can't drink mine.
Okay, give it back.
You're back in training.
I'm going to give mine. I'm going to donate mine, and I'm sure management won't mind that. If I can donate it to your daughter, Alexa.
No, she likes
Alexa.
Yours is
Alexa always
You still get her name wrong.
Nine months later, I'm still getting it wrong.
No, she only likes the strawberry ones. That's a chocolate one.
Well, I'll ask them if I can do a swap out.
No, we only got chocolate at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I did check it out.
The last four strawberry ones we.
Well, I can't have it because I'm diabetic and it's.
Oh, yes, because you stick.
And I've stopped taking sugar now. I've been good.
Oh! Because so I was going to say, you stick to your diabetic diet so strictly.
No, I don't normally, but I have been since the 28th of December because my sugar was going up and I was getting a bit worried. But please, can I go back?
What are we on? 12, 14?
Yeah, about 14.
Ooh, that's like double what it should be.
Yeah, and so now I've got it back down to like six and a half.
What's
six,
my sugar?
Five and a half, six is normal.
What was mine?
Yours was 8.
Wow, that's not good.
You had your vitality done. But they also said you were 56.
Yeah, my age wasn't very good. I've got a hole in my pants.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have been trying to point this out to Bird. She's got a hole
in her
pants right by her cook.
Look.
Oh my God.
It's very unfortunate.
Grey panties.
You know what? In a moment of desperation.
They were white.
Can I explain something to you? They're melange. In a moment of desperation, I had to get a pair of black pants. And I happened to be at a shopping center that only had a Pep Stores. So into the Pep Stores I went and I bought a pair of pants and it turned out they actually suited me really well. They did.
You know
good
what?
Shape,
Pepper's
good
got
line.
Great stuff.
Was very happy with them. So I went back and I bought another two pairs. Except this morning I bent down to do something. I can't remember what. And you know when you get that like tear and you realize you're done for and there's no chance you can go back. And anyway, so I'm wearing a long top. So generally it's okay. But Law, is it offensive?
Not for me. I don't give a continental. Right. I just see your pubics. But
you can't see my pubic hair. Unlike you, I wear underwear. Oh my God, it's splitting even more.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord, this is bad news.
Do you have any big important meetings today besides us?
I'll just keep my legs together all day. Sorry, guys. That's unfortunate. I should have worn a black panty today. I suppose this is why people wear panties to match their underwear.
So last week was like Carly Gates almost.
Don't bring that up.
No. We have to catch
Lorraine
up.
Is very jealous
no,
of Carly.
Because the whole of last week.
Are you not?
Sorry.
I'm not talking about me. I didn't bring her
as
up
I reported,
and respond.
As I reported last week, I had a week from Bernice of... How's Carly? How's your girlfriend Carly? So I just want to report back to say this week has been an improvement.
So we haven't had any Carly. She hasn't been on the show last week.
She hasn't been draining me a cup about Carly, thank heavens.
I think I've established Carly's not interested in you.
But how did you establish that?
Well, she doesn't respond to the numerous SMSs you send her.
I don't get SMSs.
No. She makes me the bait. She tells me, send Carly a message. Send Carly this message. Send Carly, and then she wants to see if Carly responds.
But when I tell you to send your sister's messages, you don't send it to them as readily.
Because I'm.
Why are you sending messages to Carly with such relish?
It's like you know when the FBI get an attractive undercover woman to act as a hooker on the side of the road to catch a serial killer.
That's not you, clearly.
That's what Bernice wants me to do.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, because you're like setting me as bait. You want me to bait Carly.
I want you to bait Carly.
You want me to... No, bait. B for bait. You know
I
what,
said bait, you deaf mute. Honestly, what did you think I said?
I thought you said date.
Now, you know what Sigmund Freud would have to say about that.
So, Carly...
What would Sigmund Freud have to say about what you heard me say?
That I want to date Carly.
Do you want to date Carly? Because now I'm getting irritated again. Now I'm getting a bit jealous.
No, don't be silly.
Is it because I'm flashing underwear today that you're not
she's flashing your cook at you.
Grey panties. No. In all seriousness,
my phone. I'm irritated.
You don't need your
phone. Oh, Lorraine.
I do.
Now, I'm irritated now because my husband wants to bait and date Carly.
No, not at all. So basically, when I sent the messages to Carly.
And maybe
well, I wish Carly good luck.
The messages were, have you heard the podcast? And I got no response from her. And she only responded like 48 hours later. And then I sent another. Bernice says, I'm worried. I'm worried that Carly is for ribald. Damon, send a message to Carly to find out if she's for ribald. And then Carly took a couple of hours to respond. She doesn't respond straight away.
So Carly may have a life.
So Carly may have a life. Carly's not that into me.
So can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you reply to all your SMSs immediately?
Immediately.
Only if I see
it. Do you tell Bernice every single SMS that comes through?
I don't have to because she checks my phone all
That's
the time.
That's absolute rubbish. You're exaggerating again.
OMG.
He's lying, Lorraine.
She checks my phone at least once or twice a week.
He's lying again.
Ooh, let me look at your phone.
You never do what I tell you to do when I SMS you. What's that?
No, because I don't always see the messages. If I'm late with a message...
What is wrong with the two of you? Maybe the two of you are dating because both of you are coughing. I'm the only one here who's not coughing.
I don't know where this came
from. No, well, Lorraine, you smoke. That's where it comes from.
Oh, God. It's got nothing to do with smoking. It's got to do with the aircon. I'm thinking about something else.
So smoking is fine.
Yeah, no, smoking's good. I haven't had one today yet.
But Lorraine...
Do you know that I haven't had a cigarette today?
But Lorraine, I mean...
That's why she's smoking. Because what's happening is all the tar in her lungs is reacting.
It's regurgitating. It's
disgusting.
It's coming upwards, and it does. Once I have a cigarette, I stop coughing.
Yeah. Yes, but you see, you need that's the cold turkey phase. You need to get through that phase and then stop smoking
Guys,
completely.
I've given up carbs.
Well, since this morning, when?
No,
Given up completely.
28th of December. It was a bit of a day for me. So sugar and carbs.
Was the 28th of December when you had your traffic rage, parking rage incident?
No, that was after that.
That was bizarre. I mean, I could not believe that story that Lorraine told about what happened. A guy pulled a knife on her in Cape Town because she wouldn't get out of a parking space.
I know, it's a shocker. But you know what?
So you've decided to turn your life around?
As a result of that.
Well, I just want to give up. I'm complete. Every
no, but
carb.
That's her.
Have you not touched carbs or sugar?
Not carbs. It's like a little bit of sugar when it's in like a bit of a mayonnaise. Uh-huh. I'm still having a mayonnaise, but I'm not touching any sugar.
And carbs? No carbs. Bread, no pasta, no rice,
no
bread,
no
potatoes.
No pasta, no sushi, which I'm missing terribly because I love sushi. No
Why
carbs.
Are you doing this again?
I just want to, I don't know.
That's very big commitment.
It's a very big commitment.
You see, you've got to do something that's sustainable.
No.
Is this sustainable?
You need carbs.
Well, let me just do it for 21 days, which is a habit, you know, because you can break a habit for 21 days.
Are you doing Daniel's fast?
No, I'm probably doing more some notes.
But I must just tell
I'm
you,
doing
it's
the
so
banting
interesting.
Are you doing the? You see, you need a little bit of carbs.
There are a lot of religious. There are a lot of religious Christians who are doing this thing now called Daniel's fast, which is where for the next 21 days, from I think about the 5th of Jan, you fast and you eliminate something that's. It's almost like Lent, yeah. But you eliminate something in your life. So Selo, who lives with us, is eliminating.
How's that going?
Oh,
I don't know.
So well, so well.
Yeah, he's desperately looking for property to buy.
No, he can't find.
That's how well it's going.
He shame sweet guy. He thought it would take a month to find and buy and move into a property. Ha ha. Anyway, he's turning out to be quite useful. He's not eating any protein and any carbs right now.
Until the 25th.
Until the 25th. Protein. Fruit and veg only. He's on a fruit and veg diet, no protein. But that's for religious reasons. Do you know that Selo
Who was Daniel?
Daniel, the king. Was he a king? I don't know.
It's interesting. I've never heard of it.
But what I wanted to say about him is he was so good this morning. He took Alexa to school.
Because you had an early meeting.
I had an early meeting with a frolic, which is a friend and a colleague. And
a frolic.
You like that?
Very clever.
That is very clever. I still can't find my phone, guys. I'm mortified.
You probably left it in the car. Go catch it.
In the car, law. Anyway.
When I play an 80s song later, you quickly run down and fetch your phone.
Anyway, so he took Alexa to school today. We bought a little car seat for his car.
I bought the cheapest car seat I could find.
But it's still good quality.
It's actually good quality.
She's not going to be
Selo's
a missile,
car.
God forbid, through the scene.
For Selo's car.
For Selo's car. So he's going to take and drive her.
Just on a Thursday morning.
Just on certain days. Just on certain days.
Certain days.
So today he needed to do it. And, you know, on the
was
odd
it
occasion.
All, was it all successful?
It was successful. Apparently he couldn't get her up this morning. She was like wanting to sleep in. And then she was performing. And then she was stressed out. And then she was confused.
She sounds like such nice
Why was she confused?
Well, because she wasn't in mommy's car and she recognizes mommy. But then they wouldn't let Selo into the school.
Oh, really?
They actually closed the gate on him as he tried to drive in.
Wow. I wonder why.
You know, I think we can surmise.
Didn't they see a white baby behind him?
They didn't see the white baby. You know what? I said to him it was because he didn't have a sticker on his.
They should make it difficult for you to take a child, not bring a child.
No, but maybe they thought there was, you know, a sinister intent.
So what did they eventually? What happened eventually?
Well,
eventually,
good for you though.
They eventually let him in, which was great. But it was mainly because he had to point to the child at the back. But, you know, good security, which I think is important. But still, you know, I just.
If he was white, they would have let him in.
I don't know. I mean, they let me in before I had my sticker, but then
I've never had a sticker.
I look like a mom.
I've never had a sticker, and it's because I'm white.
But you're also Jewish, and you look very Jewish.
No, people say I'm Greek. People say I'm Greek.
Is she at a Jewish nursery
school?
It's
like half a Jewish nursery school.
Well, it's a Jewish nursery school, but Mina Lapata.
Oh, why do you have to mention names, you two?
It's marketing.
Why? Please stop that.
It's marketing.
Why?
Okay. Sorry.
No, really. You two have got rocks in your head. Seriously.
Why?
What are you...
No one's business.
Where are you going now?
I'm writing a note.
She's now stepped away from the mic and is writing a note to us, telling us to shut
security
up.
Issues. Well, I don't need to give you the note anymore.
She's just screaming.
I'll just flash that hole in my pants at God, you to shut you up, Lorraine.
You are mental.
You've got your big diary out. You've got your piece of paper. What's this other diary?
It's my new diary.
Is this a backup diary?
It's my notebook, my creative diary.
You've got a notebook and a diary. What's the note for creative stuff?
It's for creative
stuff. Listen, guys, I'm very concerned about my phone. What am I going to do?
I think
I play a nice 80s song just now, you can go downstairs.
Okay, you know what, Lorraine? You know what, Lorraine?
Can we do 80s and 90s? Yeah?
I've got an idea. Because you have no issues whatsoever with a whole range of things, give me your number now on air and I'll phone you. And I'll see.
Oh, no, I got Lorraine's
number.
I'll do it.
You know what, Law? You're a trusting kind of girl. There might be a sexy boy out there who'd love to hear your voice.
But Bernice, Bernice has been sarcastic and nasty.
This
highlights the fact that you don't have Lorraine's number.
I have Lorraine's number. Just mind your own business now. I have her number.
She has my number.
I have it. I want to hear her embarrassing ring on her phone.
Okay, you've left it in your car. You've left it in your car then. This is your phone ringing. Yeah. Okay, so you've left it in your car.
Maybe it's in the studio somewhere. Anyway, it's fine. I'll find it.
You feel very attached.
I feel naked.
It's ringing again. Do you have a message on your machine?
Do you have a funny message?
I do have a message.
What does it say?
Hi, this is Lorraine.
Hugs.
Please leave your name and telephone number and I'll call you back as soon as I can. If you want to get hold of me urgently, please call my office on...
But it's not going to message. It's just ringing forever.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
I mean, the suspense, and now, like...
No, that's strange.
Hi, Lorraine. I'm unable to take your call. Please leave your name and telephone number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh.
And I charge 15 rand for a blowjob.
15?
That's all you're worth.
Listen, not what my men have said about
my
blowjob.
Now, Lorraine, you were moaning. We took a photo before the show, and you were moaning that you're a bit sakrochen. You're in a bit of pain.
You know what?
What
I
happened?
I came back from holiday and I thought, let me go for a Thai massage.
Thai massage.
With a happy ending.
I actually wish there was a happy ending on what week. I really had a bad ending. Anyway, I went to this Thai massage. I'm not going to mention the place is amazing, but I just think that
Did they turn you into a pretzel?
Completely. I mean, ruch me, chuf me, chufs me, sifts me.
She's cute.
I was all over the place.
I'm quite
pliable, by the way, so I just thought I'd
supple.
Supple's a good word, yeah. And
well, it's the right word.
On Monday morning, I woke up and it was sore and it's got worse. And then I went to gym on Monday, and ever since gym, it's got worse. Last night, we worked late. I left the office late. I was in such pain. I put like a transcript page on.
You know, not everybody can have a Thai massage. It's not for everybody because they do some.
They manipulate you.
They can get a bit rough.
Traditional Thai massage. Look, a Thai massage with aromatherapy is not so bad, but I didn't have it. And I had an hour and a half.
No, you see, and they stand on you. And you're not always lying in an ergonomic, correct position.
Anyway, I have pulled my back and I went for physio this morning.
What part of where is it? Sore at the bottom?
Bottom part.
Lower back.
Yeah, it's like the muscle between. I was driving here, I'm thinking, she told me what the muscle is.
Quadratus lumborum.
But I knew you would ask what it is and I couldn't
They call it the QLs.
Is that not the one between the hip and the.
Why did you say that in a cool accent?
Because it's just a gym thing, QLs. Quadratus lumborum.
Not my minimus maximus.
Minimus and maximus.
Or your gluteus.
Gluteus, minimus, maximus, and
your maximus gluteus.
And also your piriformis.
I think we all have a bit of a maximus gluteus here.
Can I say to somebody to please play with my piriformis?
Piriformis. So
I think you're the sexiest piriformis on the planet.
So you went to a physiotherapist.
So I went to the physio this morning and she ripped me and she gave me a bit of needles.
A bit of dry needling, they call it.
Yeah, some dry needling and it's a lot. It's feeling a lot better. It's not better. It's sore still.
No, what often happens, you can go for treatment and it doesn't feel better straight away. You might wake up tomorrow morning feeling a lot better.
Yeah, well, I lived on Cataflam and painkillers for the past couple of days, so I'll take another one today and some painkillers tonight. And I'm sure.
What kind of painkillers do you go with? I'm a Myprodol fan.
I'm a complete Myprodol.
And Myprodol, you don't need a prescription anymore.
Don't you?
For Myprodol, you just go and get it over the counter.
But there's another one. It's the generic, which is cheaper than Myprodol, and it's even better.
How do you know it's better?
Gem pain.
But how do you know it's better than Myprodol?
I bought it and I've just... And Gina and I have a discussion about that.
Who's Gina again?
Gina works for me.
Gen Pain is your generic for Myprodol.
Gen Pain. Isn't it?
Yeah. Gen Pain.
Did you
write that down? Put it down in your creative diary?
Shut up. No. I know it's the generic for Myprodol.
But how much cheaper is it?
I don't know. It's probably about 50, 60 rand cheaper.
Oh, wow.
Which means it costs about 50 rand because my Pradol costs about 90. You know what? In principle, I didn't want to participate in this boring conversation, but I feel like I have to.
Because we're talking about money again.
No, it's not. Well, it's money. It's also medicine. It's like old people's conversation.
So what do you want to discuss? Like your hole in your pants?
No, we've done that already. But what I could actually, I mean, you know what? If I worked with some kinky men, this could be fun. But what I did want to say is I was thinking, you know what? The two of them right now, they're like two alter cuckers in an old age home. And really, I just need to pull out what's it like a pack of cards and we can play Kaluki.
I loved Kaluki. I used to play it.
I don't know how to play Kaluki.
Oh no. Man alive.
Man alive.
I know. I once played Clubby House. Clubby House is fun.
God, I haven't played that in years.
I don't even remember how to play it.
I don't know how to play games anymore. I don't know how to go and play games.
When I was at university, like I don't understand it. Everybody used to just play games in the cafeteria.
Instead of studying.
Well, I don't know what they were doing. It was like
I see your face.
Like the boys used to sort of sit at these plastic tables and play clubbyass, and I never got it. I never understood what it's like a sport. What's the point? It's such a meaningless activity. It's like a waste of time. I agree it's leisure and some people need that. But you know
I
what?
Love games. Oh, no. I think games are fun when you're in the right atmosphere. Have you ever taught your daughter to play snakes and ladders?
She's too young. You know what we did? My aunt brought her Dr. and Mrs. Perfect when they were here from New York for the UCT medical reunion, bought her a game which required us to, I don't know, I mean, I battle to understand the rules, so maybe I'm not so good at games, but I think we've lost half the pieces. Damon gets them confused. He puts them in the bath as bath toys. They're made of cardboard.
So, cardboard in the bath, Damon.
No, I never did that. It was just accidentally among other things.
Okay. Well, I must say, honestly, I do love games. But when I never get a chance to play.
That reminds me, I've got Scrabble tonight. Mm. Am I allowed to go to Scrabble? We forgot to clear that up. I'll have to cancel Scrabble.
I've got something at 5:15. Oh. But I should be back by 7:15.
Yeah.
What time does it start? 5:15.
I'm meeting a friend for coffee.
So I can squeeze Scrabble in, hey?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just play one game. Yeah. We got a Scrabble group we haven't played for a long time.
This is the worst, most stupid Scrabble group on the planet. Every single one of these people in the Scrabble group are obsessed with conspiracy theories. So, for example, in fact, maybe it's not a conspiracy theory. Lorraine, have you seen the documentary about mermaids?
No,
you must actually have a look at it. It's very
interesting. On what channel? On DSTV?
It was aired on Animal Planet, and it's a documentary about how they found the remains of mermaids off the coast of South Africa. And there's a
really?
Department at UCT that were involved in the analysis of the bones, and then they reconstructed it. They actually showed the spine of a mermaid.
Turns out it was a mockumentary.
You know what, Damon?
So it's not real.
You know what I don't understand about you? I could have spun this at least for 2 or 3
minutes. Already had her.
She was like there. She was like...
Let me tell you something. I was going to go... There is not a chance in hell that they found it on the coast. The South African part got to me.
And Israel. They say they found them off the coast of Haifa
as well. Now, half my Scrabble group... Believe it. They don't understand that it's actually a joke. It's a mockumentary.
I don't think it's not called a mockumentary. It's called a docudrama.
A docudrama.
Sorry, a mockudrama.
A mockudrama.
Sounds like a bloody bad urban legend.
Well, people believe it. So Damon and I, over December, we went for a bride to one of these Scrabble people. And I don't know how this issue came up. Oh, no, we were talking about the Scrabble group. And the best Scrabble player in the Scrabble group is also like he believes every single conspiracy theory on the planet without a shadow of a doubt. He thinks the world is one big conspiracy and that human life does not exist, and he lives in a bubble like that guy. Who was the guy? Truman Show.
David Icke.
Yeah. No, Truman Show. He thinks he's like Jim Carrey on the Truman Show. Anyway, so I went onto the internet. I found must have been about 15 pieces of evidence to explain to him how this was not true, and he still does not believe me. It's the most ridiculous
thing. You know
what? There are
those people that just believe those things that you can't actually change their mind. They've actually, it's embedded in their brain of, I've got a friend like that. He's also got these conspiracy theories and he tries to explain it to me and I go, I actually can't even listen anymore.
I mean, but there must be truth to like one or two of them.
One or two, but not all of them.
And definitely not the mermaids one. So we were at this. We
and
were,
the royal family in England, they're not all lizards.
They're not lizards. They believe the royal family are amphibians.
Yes.
People
no,
believe
so
it.
You mean when they go inside that they turn into a lizard?
There's a guy called David Icke. He's a conspiracy theorist from England. He's written books. He's made a lot of money. One of these conspiracy
out of people's stupidity.
One of these conspiracy theories is that the royal British royal family are actually lizards. They're not real human beings.
On what basis? Like, where is he? Must have some evidence.
Has he had some, yeah? What evidence?
No
has
evidence
it?
At all.
Has he taken DNA? Has he taken? Is he?
No, I don't
so
remember.
So he comes from. They come from a planet.
He doesn't. I don't remember the
no,
details.
No. They're bred. They're bred to be lizards. They're like inbreed with other royal families, and they're all lizards. Is
he,
that right?
He calls it the reptilian agenda.
The reptilian.
No,
I mean, it's insane. It's complete madness, and there's people out there that believe this. And what was particularly sad about it is at this braai, this friend of Damon, his mother, shame, bless her. Man alive.
Do you know that?
She almost started crying.
She was in tears.
I told her this was not true. It was like I told her, I don't know, her puppy was dying or something. She was so, no, you must watch it. I don't know. Don't believe them. Don't believe them. It's a conspiracy. You must watch this documentary.
So anyway,
it's very, very real.
So this is my Scrabble group. And it's one of the reasons maybe we don't play Scrabble as often.
Probably look like you.
No, not at all. Very different. And they smoke dacha a lot.
Oh, no. No wonder they got conspiracy theories.
Yes.
No wonder. They smoke the Green Mountain cabbage.
They arrive and the first thing is they have to smoke dacha. And then we
is
play,
that the routine?
And then we play one game of Scrabble and they go outside to smoke more dacha. And then they come back. And then the second game ends and they go smoke more dacha. And then they go home.
But they're very self-sufficient about it.
They must be trashed by the time they leave.
I don't think so, because they've been smoking dacha for so many years.
And that they believe conspiracy theories.
It's like you and I breathe. It's like us breathing oxygen. That's how their dacha is.
But they're very organized with their dacha. I mean, I don't know. Like, I suppose they come with their little tins and things. But once I remember right at the beginning. I offered them an ashtray. And they came with their own ashtrays. They had these like little, pocket ashtrays that, you know, you travel around.
And they got one
with.
Of those molders that mold them.
They rolled already.
Okay, so they come already made.
Lorraine, you must quickly now run downstairs and get your phone from your car.
Are we going?
Because there's a nice 80s song.
Is there an 80s song?
Yeah.
Got this in pocket. Got that all. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you notice. Got motion. Restrained emotion. I've been diving. Detour leaning. No visa. Just seems so pleasing.
Make it see.
Even say that.
Say what?
She was talking about the caftans I gave her. She said she can't wear them because it's too hot. I mean, it's a thing that makes me cool when I get home.
Keeping up with the Calvaries, Lorraine Maisel, Bernice Calvari. Follow up on the
caftan
situation. You bought Bernice two lovely caftans from Cape Town. And?
Well, I've worn them both. Alexa loves them. She wants to wear them too.
Oh, bless.
The thing is, I mean, I was so excited to wear them. But the problem is, I have adult ADHD, which means that I'm constantly moving, constantly hyperactive, constantly doing things, making
lists.
Tell
me about it.
That's why I can't understand people who play cards and who,
sit down and watch a movie, for example.
Sit down and watch a movie or watch, you know, watch sport or whatever. It's just, I can't relate to it. So because I'm bouncing around constantly, those long tails of the caftan, I stepped on one, so it like tore up the side a little bit, so I had to sew that. And then I started schwitzing. Then I really started sweating because I'm used to wearing, quite frankly, unfortunately, less fabric. And it's quite big and like blousonish and, you know.
Flowy.
It's flowy. It's lovely. So I think I'm going to wear, I think it's going to be my autumn attire. I think for sweaty summer, it's like a little bit.
For me, it's too like much I of get fabric. Into it and I cook in it and I clean my house in it. I love it. It's my, yeah. I run around in my caftan. In fact, if I could go to work in my caftan, I would.
The other thing is I have to wear underwear at home, unlike you, because I have other people in my home. And because of the very big sleeves of the caftan, if I put my arm at a particular angle, you can catch a glimpse of nipple. And
no
therefore, I have
way,
to be careful.
Jose.
Wow.
No way. Hey? Do you see her nipple?
I haven't seen it in that way. It's only if she bends down because she doesn't wear a bra at home.
But that's a good angle, actually.
No, that's fine.
The cleavage from the front is a pretty good angle.
Okay, should I give you an update on me running down to my car, which I didn't do because my back is...
Oh, your cell phone. Where's your cell phone?
I still can't find it. I sent my gorgeous Sia, who is intern my love of my life, my intern Sia.
You know that that Sia was interviewed by ANN7 yesterday. They're doing a profile on him, but it'll only be broadcast apparently towards the end of February. Is that right, Sia?
Sia, what was that for? Where are you?
Yeah, Sia, come talk to us. I hope you have Lorraine's cell phone.
I have my cell phone and my car keys, otherwise I'm going to be mortified.
But hang on, why are they, I mean, loving Sia,
there's
of course.
Is it a
profile on interns?
No, it's called Big City Life. So they like to talk to people about like the whole journey of navigating and conquering the world.
I'm going to marry Sia when he's grown up.
Basically. Yeah, I'm now of legal age in a few weeks. So that's good.
21?
No, 20.
Okay.
Legal age for what?
I don't know. I should be able to buy property or something.
Oh, no, that's 18.
Can I? Oh, okay.
18.
I have a life.
It's called emancipation. And it's not referring to apartheid. Are legally emancipated
so now,
at the age of 13.
Where is Lorraine's cell phone?
Damon, why do you always interrupt me? This whole morning, you and Lorraine have been interrupting me.
Sorry.
Am I unimportant?
No, very important.
Sia's just going to keep quiet now.
Back to the phone.
Talking about you.
Yeah, oh, yes. More
I want
about
to talk
me.
About you. I'm not interested in it. Let's talk about you.
No, I want my phone, man, alive.
Okay, just an update, then I'll leave. Your cell phone is in your car.
So why didn't you bring it?
Because the car is locked.
Which is a good point.
Why didn't she give you her car keys?
Because she can't find her car keys either. How do your keys look? Because I think there's something in the ignition, and I don't know whether that's the actual...
No, you know what? I drive a little Suzuki SX4, which is one of those... And your keys are... You don't put the key in the ignition.
Ah, because I was about to say...
You walk around with the keys. So I don't know where... But at least the car's locked, and the phone is in the car, which is fine. At least I know where the phone
is. Is her car messy, by the way? Was it tidy inside?
There was a doll in the back seat, which...
I've got cricket.
A doll?
I don't understand. It's like a life...
Like a rubber one that looks like a man.
Like an inflatable thing.
No, not that sort of doll, but it looks like a little baby.
What's it doing there, Lorraine?
I don't know. That is freaky.
Why is it there?
Eyes open and close.
No, but see, so they were interviewing you about what?
me and my life and my journey thus far.
But what is interesting about it?
He's very interesting. What are you talking about?
No, but I'd like to know. Did I accuse him of anything? I just asked him what was interesting about it.
I think it's my cue to live.
No, darling, I want to know. I want to know. How are you interesting?
Tell us why you're interesting.
Don't you have to watch the profile to find out?
Just give us a teaser.
No, they just found it interesting that I technically got my job through Twitter, and so they wanted to find out more about that and what I do here now.
So social media to enhance your career, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's more career-wise than what I do first thing when I wake up.
You know, Sia, I do have some questions for you, though, and I've had these questions for a while. All right.
That's why I wasn't ready.
No, all right. So when you first joined Gareth, you were at 5FM with him, and you'd been there for like 3 days, and then they all left 5FM and they came here, and then you came along with them, right?
Yeah.
Now, what were your plans? I mean, you were just treating it as a gap year, and you're still here.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned that you sort of have, potential to go to university and to study and to do backup career things in case the radio thing doesn't work out.
Oh, yeah, I am studying this year.
What are you studying?
Communication sciences.
Through UNISA?
Yes.
Okay, now do you have the discipline for that? Because, you know, UNISA's not easy.
I was never a class person.
Really?
Still, even in high school, I call myself like a professional bunker.
Oh, wow.
I actually became friends with the teachers and used to bunk in their offices.
That is so
I don't think I should have heard that now, so it's very odd. But, yeah.
Okay, so you are still intending to study. You're doing communication sciences.
Yes.
And you're going to work and study at the same time. And, you know, if you do that, that's fantastic. You'll enhance your life so much quicker.
I couldn't just focus on being in the classroom.
Okay, but are you doing the full year of communication science?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's
a
chat
degree,
to you.
A degree, not
let's,
just like a diploma.
Let's chat to you in December. No, that's good. You
how
know,
many
because
years is that? 1 year?
3 years.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I want to chat to you in December and find out how it's going.
If I haven't had a nervous breakdown yet.
No, you won't.
We have drugs in our bag.
We'll support you. I'll look after you, my baby. Thank you.
No,
all right. I love you, man.
I'm gone now. Thank you.
I must just say to you that I've got a little intern working for me as well. Her name is Lebo. She's amazing. She was doing him a trick last year, and she phoned me in the middle. She said she's got school holidays. Please. How she got my number, I actually can't even remember. But she phoned me. She said, please, could she come and work during a holiday? So I said, fine. And I loved her madly. And I said to her, please, can she come back after she's written her matric? So she said, yes. So she came back in December. Now, she's studying, but she's not studying every day. She only studies twice a week. And now I've got her on full time. She's 19 years
old. Is she working for you, paying her full time salary?
Or is she an
intern?
No, she's a paying intern.
You should put her on a learnership.
Well, that's exactly what she's doing. So she's, whether a learnership or what, but she's an intern. But what I loved about her is that she was in the middle of her matric and she went, I need to get some work experience besides learning.
Yeah.
And I think that makes such a big difference in somebody's career because she's already got the attitude. I don't care what I have to do to learn. This is what I want to do. And she's learning and she's just, and she over her holiday, she did a whole presentation for me, which I'm using for one of my pitches on Monday, part of it. I just have the utmost respect for that girl.
Is amazing. Hey?
I mean, she put a whole big pitch together for one of the...
But don't praise her too much because then she'll expect more money.
She's not getting any more money. I don't even think about it.
Don't get her hopes
up.
Bye,
Sia.
Thank you, Sia. So what is the doll, the baby doll doing in the back seat of your car, Lorraine? Did Sia just make that up?
I brought it into the studio once.
What's it for?
Well, my sister sold a house and she was cleaning out the kids' rooms and this doll arrived and I don't know, there was a whole lot of toys and then I gave it to some, I gave some to some charities and this doll was sitting in my back seat and I can't seem to get rid of her and I seem to like her. She's called Cricket.
Cricket?
Does she talk to you?
No, not yet.
Does she comfort you while you drive?
She makes me feel a bit comfortable when she's in my car. I try and seat her up but she keeps falling over. Maybe I'm going to just get a car seat.
Why don't you put her in the passenger seat
maybe
next to
you? Maybe
I
should get your car seat when you guys are done with it and I'll put it in and then I'll just, or maybe I'll strap her in with a car.
Yeah, because she's never going to grow up and get bigger.
No, I'm going to strap her in with a safety belt.
Do you feel this is a stable behavior?
I can't really contribute to this conversation. It's very
dull and boring.
No. It's interesting. It's showing a new dimension of your fantasy life, which I like. I like that you called her Cricket. Why is her name Cricket?
Because on her jacket, she's got a white jacket that says Cricket. She's got like a white coat. You know, there's people are coming to take you away. Ha ha ha.
How big is this doll? How large is this doll?
She stands about, she's quite tall. She's a meter.
So she's a big doll, like a big teddy bear type of thing.
Yeah, I'll bring her next week. I'll sit her in the chair.
How long has she been sitting in your car?
4 months.
You know, it would be an interesting social experiment.
Lorraine.
No. Interesting social experiment.
What are you trying to say? That I'm...
Can I just...
Kidnap Cricket and see what happens.
No. Lorraine's quite tanned right now. So she's got a bit of a homeless look about her. And she also hasn't done her roots yet. And she's wearing a very short dress.
Well, you thought it was a t-shirt. It's so not. I've got
so can I make a suggestion that you take all of your beautiful jewelry off, you sit on the corner of a road with Cricket next to you, and you see if anyone gives you money. What do you think, Damon?
I think that's a brilliant
idea. I don't think Lorraine would sit for that long.
No, she could pull off a homeless mad woman
I could easily. I just need to rub some mud on me.
But where are you going to park the car? It's a hassle.
You know, come, let's do it. We can video me.
Nah.
You know how, I mean, it's a very sad thing, but you know how it's like traffic lights sort of, because there are so many unemployed people who are asking for money, you've got to differentiate yourself, right? You can't just be like an ordinary person. Otherwise, people won't give you money. So either you're blind.
Are homeless people also dark?
Or you, because they're in the sun all the time.
Because they're in the sun all the time.
So underneath their clothing, they're white.
I don't know what you're, I can't understand this. There's two homeless people on my way to work that I find very interesting. The one is a guy who wears like jeans and sunglasses, and he actually looks pretty cool. And he's got this big piece of cardboard that says that his wife needs money for an operation. But he's had this piece of cardboard for I don't know how long. And he's collecting money for her operation. And then the other one, shame, is this very, very large woman who, I don't know, there's something wrong with her leg. She's got like a piece of flesh that's missing from her leg. So it's almost like if you put like a tablespoon in a bucket of butter and you pull out, you know, you take the butter, it's like it's gaping hole. And I actually asked her about it one day, I, because it's quite off-putting. So I said,
you can ruin your drive to work.
Like I said to her, I gave her some money and I said, darling, why don't you wrap that thing up? No, I can't wrap it up because when I wrap it up, I get maggots and and then they just eat it more. So I must just leave it open.
No,
she says.
Man alive, I can't be dealing with that.
But I mean, sister. that is her differentiating, component.
Her selling point.
That's her selling point.
So you're basically attached to this doll in the back seat and you're never going to get rid of it.
I don't know.
I think she thinks it's quirky.
It reminds you of your childhood.
No, it's quirky. And Lorraine's...
You know what? I've never actually thought about why I've kept it there and not moved it. And my sister asked me the same question the other day.
Is it a conversation point?
No, I just put it there and I'm happy with her there. There's no emotion.
But if somebody took it away, you'd be upset.
No, you can take it and give it to a child.
Can we take it? Alexa, I'd like a very big doll.
Sure.
Is it clean?
Ish.
It sat in my late niece's bedroom for many years.
We'll give her a wipe down.
There we go.
There's the link.
We've just hit the link. Your late niece, your niece passed away.
She's sitting in the car.
It's your connection with your niece. I can't believe you never saw that. I mean, you have to be a psychologist.
I must be honest with you, I never thought about it that way. It hasn't been something that...
This is your connection with your niece.
I brought it up here. Gareth asked me also why I was carrying it around, and I don't know.
If we took this doll away, you'd at first you'd be in denial. Then after a day, you'd miss it.
I've had it for four months. I wouldn't.
No, but it reminds you of your perfectly normal behavior.
No, I didn't even... I don't know. Well, maybe I'm waiting to give it to the right child on the side of the road.
Who reminds you of your niece?
No, I agree with Lorraine. I often do things like that. Like I'll have, because everyone's got their selling point. So you want to give it to the right child that connects.
Whose name could be Alexa,
or could be Cricket. Maybe you'll give it to somebody outside the Wanderers, outside Cricket.
I'm happy to give it to Alexa. Got it right.
You got your name right. That's a good start.
Thank you.
So we'll do a handover.
We'll do a handover of your 1 meter high doll. I'm
and
just
going to wash her clothes
brush
her
hair. You know
what?
I don't think Alexa's the right child.
Probably the same size as Alexa.
She's going through a very destructive phase right now.
Oh my God, she's so destructive.
What has she been doing?
She's like a tornado. I'll fall asleep for an hour, a little bit over an hour. And she lets loose on the bed and she destroys everything in the bedroom.
So you're blaming her for not being monitored.
I can't help it if I'm exhausted. I need to get a little bit of a sleep. She lets loose and she goes on the rampage. She takes the stairs.
We've got pet steps.
We've got pet steps to go onto other beds so the dogs can go on the bed. She uses those stairs to reach antique earrings, perfume bottles. Oh, my Lord.
Basically, everything that we've put out of reach.
Everything valuable.
She can now reach because she's worked out the pet steps.
She can reach our medication for crying in a bucket.
She's not interested in that, though. Thank heavens. She prefers antique earrings.
She got hold of Bernice's cosmetic bag and she takes everything out and she's about to draw on the wall with her eyeliner. And I go, Alexa! And then she grabs, Bernice's got this container full of lethal pills. She says, Mummy's pills, take away. So she actually knows not to eat Mummy's pills.
She's so clever.
Because she's got hold of Mummy's pills before, and she tasted some of them, and they taste yucky.
Can I tell you what she got hold of the other day? I got home. Damon was on the bed. Alexa was being parented by Annie, who is her favorite parent, the movie Annie.
The movie and the musical.
Yeah.
So our friend Lusty Lynn recommended one day that we buy some, because, you know, I thought, yeah, Damon's getting a little bit on the slow side in the sack. So I recommended he go and get some of the little blue pill. He refused to do it. He was too embarrassed. And Lusty Lynn recommended Maximor,
which is like over-the-counter or whatever.
It's like an over-the-counter herbal supplement that you get from Dis-Chem. So
why are you losing your libido?
He's on medication, and it's not good for your libido. Anyway, so we bought him some Maximor, and the Maximor, needless to say, has not been used. So I moved it from next to his bed to like this little sort of pill container that we've got. And I came home the other day to discover that the box that the Maximor was in had been ripped open, and two of them were half eaten on the bed. So I asked him if he'd eaten them, and of course he said no. So it was either the dog or our child.
I think it was our child.
No, had Maximor to get her. No, what did you not? Was she okay?
And then Damon made a very obscene comment to someone about that.
What did
no,
I say?
I don't know.
What did I say?
Well, it wasn't Alexa because she didn't have an erection.
So when are you going to have them?
Oh, the Maximor.
I want to know. Yeah, I want
to
know.
Oh, you need to monitor the Maximor. Well, we need to buy more Maximors.
No, there's two left.
There are two left.
How many did
there
you need
were
to
four,
take?
There were four in
so
the pack.
So have Alexa
for a weekend of fun.
I can get you the blue pill.
No, but it's illegal. You can't just get it. You know what? I'm on blood pressure medication, right? You can't.
Are you worried your blood pressure is going to go to your penis?
No, but you can't just take.
It does. It increases blood flow.
You can't just take Viagra and willy nilly. You must get it prescribed
on your nilly willy.
On my willy. You can't just do that. It's dangerous.
I want to know what's going on with this Maximor now. I want to know if it works. So can you
test it out
this week?
And we'll try to do a report
back. Len told us that apparently it's very effective because it was his uncle or his friend's uncle who got called at work when they had to collect the father from Dis-Chem for shoplifting Maximor because he was too embarrassed to pay for it over the counter because he was a virile strong man who doesn't need Maximor, and he slipped it into his Benz. And unfortunately, he got caught. He had to get collected from the Morningside. I think Morningside in Durban. Some.
Did he get a criminal record because of this?
I don't know.
I'm sure not.
That's a lot of detail.
Just by the way, on the WeChat, very, very good message from Groenewald. I love the music you played, Damon. The best music ever written was in the 80s.
Oh, Damon,
no matter what anyone says,
out.
Only people with good music taste will agree.
I think Groenewald's about 90.
Oh, you think so? Nah.
Groenewald? I'm not asking to play like hip hop or anything, but just something a little more current, like some Zebra and Giraffe.
Zebra and Giraffe.
Hint, hint.
Your client, Zebra and Giraffe.
Are they your clients, Zebra and Giraffe?
They're not my clients.
Are they?
Oh, I thought you liked to.
You know what, Lorraine? Did we get those CDs from Zebra and Giraffe?
No, not yet.
You know, Lorraine, you did bring me the caftans. Thank you for that, but you still owe me some CDs.
Okay.
No shame, man.
Get hold of my boys and I'll come because I want to speak to them anyway.
It's a bit of a chutzpah to expect CDs.
We're not chutzpah, Dick. Where's those Super M's?
Yeah, give those Super M's. The Super M's. The Calvaries are coming into town.
We don't have chutzpah.
In fact, I think you need to put locks on all the fridges from now on.
Man alive. So how's Alexa coping with the new year? Different school teacher, different classroom, different surroundings.
What else is on WeChat?
No, the other one is there.
Okay.
This is already, it's not even worth reading. Was listening to Keeping Up with the Calvary podcast during December Festive, and I think Lorraine is a cool boss, judging by her comments on those shows.
So you didn't want to read that
one? I wasn't going to read it.
Because we...
Damn, are you such a bitch?
So what's happening with Alexa? She seems happy, hey?
Lorraine is a clever.
What happened to you when you got stuck in traffic on the first day? This is a classic story.
Okay, tell me.
There was an accident. You got stuck in traffic taking Alexa to school in the morning. Are you not going to tell us?
I'm trying to remember what happened.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, it wasn't that important.
Move, no. Mommy. Move the car. Why is the car so...
Mommy, drive. Start driving. Why are Mommy not driving? She's very verbal, our daughter, unsurprisingly. Mommy, why are you not driving? I want to go to school.
Isn't that clever?
It was very cute. It was very
cute. I
want
to go to school. She wants to run away from YouTube for a couple of hours.
Anyway, so her new teacher, Damon, I think you need to join this thing. It's like a WhatsApp group for her school teacher.
Oh, that's clever.
And what she was doing, the school teacher, which is very sweet, is she's added all the mommies, and then for the first day of
school. So why am I not added?
I don't know. Maybe you're not a mommy. You should be. You're more the mommy.
You can't add yourself if you WhatsApp the main person.
It's so confusing technology. Anyway, so she's been emailing us, WhatsApping us little photos of all of the kids. So Alexa wasn't on the first photo, but she was on the second photo. And I was very concerned because she was on the photo with this one girl who bit her last year.
So I remember that story.
Yeah, no, she was on the photo with Izzy, and Izzy is a biter. And
Izzy, short for Isabel.
Yeah, but you know what? Izzy could have just done it once. She doesn't have to be a biter forever.
She bits another child as well.
She bit two children.
She bit Alexa and she bit Ollie.
Which is short for Oliver.
Yeah, no. Lorraine, settle down.
Lorraine, have we lost you now?
Yeah, you've lost me. I saw some hot men.
She's staring out the window.
Yeah, I'm still looking anything, for a husband anything this year, not a husband.
Anything in a suit.
Anything.
Or a pair of denims or with a pulse.
Anything with a willy.
No, well, he's got a suit and a tie, so I think she thinks he's got money.
So let me look at the money. Show me the photo, please.
Oh.
Oh, man. Show us the photo.
But she's in a very cute pose in this photo. It's a very similar pose to, you know, how I sit. It's kind of a thinker pose. She's got her she's made a little fist with her arm and she's leaning
you know
on
what?
It.
Oh.
It's
very
look.
Cute. It's very cute. Izzy's a very pretty girl, but I think she's got issues.
Man, I can't see it. I haven't got my glasses on.
Two lousy bouts. That's fine. Perfectly normal. Kids do that.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, kids, please. The twos. The terrible twos. So can I ask you one question? Can I say one thing? One of my guys at the office told me, and I was quite concerned about it, saying that I've got ADD.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's been overdiagnosed, I feel.
I also feel so. I mean, I do wander off all over the place because that's my creative brain. What was that noise?
You see, it's just exactly. A door. That's an example.
It's just a door.
But her back is to the door, which might be a bit scary.
Yeah, no, I mean, I heard some noise. I don't know what it was. Anyway, so I want to know, do you guys think I'm ADD?
Not exceptionally.
No, I don't think so.
I think you're high energy.
I'm hard work that I know.
Look, adult ADD, I think has a very specific definition, and it's not necessarily people who are hyperactive. I mean, I think Damon has a form of adult ADD. In that he can't concentrate. He can't follow through on things. He lacks, when you went to that psychiatrist, didn't they diagnose you as having adult ADD?
They said I had problems concentrating.
Yeah. Adult ADD, I mean, I also possibly have adult ADD. Like, I will sit through a meeting. I'll get very bored very quickly. I normally have to multitask in order to concentrate.
No, I definitely think you have. I didn't think Damon had. But she says, they'll be talking about something and I'll be talking about something completely different. So I don't know if that's ADD. I was mortified. I was like, have I got ADD? Do I have to go on medication?
No.
No, I don't think so. I just need to train my mind. So now I'm doing exercises to train my mind.
What kind of exercises?
I don't know. Brain exercises. I bought a little book. I haven't read it yet. I'll let you know next week.
You buy a book on this kind of thing?
Yeah.
Damon.
What? Oh, Groenewalters has come back.
Oh.
She obviously wasn't happy with what you said about her being 90. She says, I'm 29 years old and grew up with 80s. Don't be nasty, Bernice.
She says, don't be so nasty, Bernice.
Don't be so nasty, Bernice.
She's right. You know, I can be quite nasty.
No, you can be a big nasty.
I can be a big nasty.
Really?
No, I've had a few from her.
Really?
She's got a little streak in
her. The one time you wanted to take a photo and she disappeared and you said,
I don't even think that was the issue.
No, that was one of the issues.
Was
I got
it?
Aggravated that day.
Because you didn't stay for a photo.
I wanted you to stay for a photo. No, you actually turned around and said to me, I'm not staying for a photo, like a little brat.
I think it comes from a place of low self-esteem. I think you need to pity me.
Oh, really? That's a good line. That's a nice turnaround.
Yeah, I don't think you've got. I'm sorry, my head's shaking. I'm not going to be this year. I'm not going to be taking your
manipulations.
Yeah, your manipulations. You so don't have any low self esteem. You've got the biggest mouth in town, Jen.
You know what? I think I'm just like.
Apologize to Groenewald.
Groenewald, I am sorry, but she's quite right. She's hit the nail on the head.
What do you think Groenewald's first name is? It says I Groenewald. I'm going with Elise or Ilse.
Elise is not with an I, is it?
Yeah, it is. E. Elise or Ilse. Groenewald, tell us your first name. I'm sick of calling you Groenewald.
Because you sound like a man. It's not good.
Groenewald is such a male name.
Because I'm sure Afrikaans people still do call their children Groenewald.
Groenewald for the rest of them.
Exactly, because they do that thing.
She reminds me of a nice 20-year-old that mother thought about her baby because I like nice names. And I think she's Iris.
Iris Groenewald.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
No, I think Ilse or Elise.
Ilse's with an E.
Maybe Isabel.
Isabel. Indeed. Isabella.
You know, she could be a real hippie.
Isabella
Groenewald. You know what? We are making such assumptions about her. Firstly, we're assuming she's Afrikaans. She might not be. Secondly,
she could be married to an
Afrikaner. She could be like a complete hippie, and her name could be Indigo Groenewald, for all we know.
No. I got a friend who's got daughters called Indigo.
Oh, no, that's not a name. Listen. We must just say that the Heat show is next with Extra Juice.
I used to live with
Jessica Levitt and Andre Nevelin.
I used to live
Who had a new tattoo the other day. Lord. It's very exciting.
I also want to tattoo another one.
You must speak. He's got a good artist.
No, I got him. Don't just cut us off, Damon. It aggravates me. Just do it gently and do it nicely.
Gently, I will say thank you very much, Lorraine Maisel.
Thank you, Damon.
Thank you very much, Bernice Cavari.
Can I change my name? I want to change my name to something hippie.
Like Sun Sky.
Like Indigo Calvary or Ultraviolet Calvary.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we say goodbye to Ultraviolet Calvary.
Okay, very nice, very nice.